That night on Earth, while the people did doze, the man in the moon had a trunk for a nose. And though a strange shadow was suddenly cast, the man in the moon solved Clyde's problem at last.
Clyde? Wake up, boy! Clyde, wake up, wake up! Wake up, Clyde, I've got good news for you. I'll tell you what you and Phyllis can do. Out in space, there's no gravity. You and Phyllis can live weightlessly. You'll never hurt her when you give her a hug. Though you are an elephant and she's a bug. As long as your rocket ship is not earthbound, neither of you will weigh a single pound. You'll have to float around in space. It happens to be a very wonderful place. She'll be your queen and you'll be her king. The Milky Way will be your wedding ring. Puffy white clouds will be your bed. And sparkling stardust will crown your head. Sunlight will follow you wherever you go. Give me your answer, Clyde, yes or no? Wake up, Clyde! Wake up, boy!
I didn't think it could ever be Phyllis and I living weightlessly. You are a genius, Mr. Man in the Moon. Phyllis and I can get married in June.
Remember, only in space does our plan hold true. On Earth, Phyllis weighs much less than you, so you must not touch her till you're far above the stars, or else poor little Phyllis will be nothing but scars.
Thank you so much, Mr. Man in the Moon. Phyllis and I will see you real soon. Now back in the rocket ship, I must climb and return to Earth for the very last time.